Well, good morning, everyone. Relatively quiet weekend. We saw that since Friday, the flow front and that south margin breakout that was coming down somewhat parallel to the original flow front, both of them had stalled. No movement since Friday, and that was consistent with what we saw this morning. A little bit of surface activity just behind that area, maybe about 200 yards upslope of the flow front, but very limited surface activity. What we observed as far as more activity was up 1 to 1.5 miles from the flow front on the north margin. Two breakouts there moving in a north direction and appeared to be more active than what we saw yesterday, and I would estimate as far as any movement, and it moved north, the lower of the two breakouts had moved about 200 yards since yesterday morning. So we are seeing some activity upslope that is now breakouts moving away from the pad, the flow pad, and moving in a north direction. As far as which path of steepest descent that may be tracking or pulling towards, we'll be working obviously with Dr. Jim and Steve and the HVO team to continue to monitor how those breakouts behave, and if they appear to maybe take one of those paths and where that path might be coming down to. We also saw a breakout on the surface going up all the way to the well pad site, which is up at about 2.5 miles from the flow front. So right now, as far as any activity with respect to the downslope communities, we're looking at about 1.5 to 2 miles above the marketplace area where the breakout's at, so nothing posing any kind of imminent threat. As I mentioned, moving in a north direction, so it has not shown any indication as far as which areas downslope it might be affecting, but it's still moving somewhat parallel to the highway and communities. And we'll be watching that. The smoke conditions were moderate. We had a little bit of a northwest wind coming in, so pushing the smoke kind of south. And just moderate this morning. But that's the activity that we saw, and if you have any questions for me, I'd welcome at this time.
Hi, Chief. Tom here, the Tribune Herald. Just to clarify, so is that breakout is kind of near the other path of steepest descent? Is it in that same neighborhood, basically?
It's further upslope, and as I mentioned, we're going to be sitting down and discussing with Dr. Jim and Steve and the HVO team as far as which path of steepest descent those two breakouts that are upslope on the north may be looking at. It's pulling towards from, you know, I guess my perspective, it's hard to say right now. It may be premature to say which path of steepest descent it's on. It's still not very far from the pad. It did advance about 200 yards. It crossed the fire break that extends in a east-west direction from the Hawaiian Home subdivision, and it's well above. There's a well site up there on the top of that road, so it's well above that. So we're just watching, and again, from my perspective, I wouldn't be able to tell you right now which path of steepest descent it might be more likely to hit, but that'd be a question we can discuss with Dr. Jim and Steve.
Okay, and it's, as you mentioned, 1.5 to 2 miles above the marketplace and moved about 200 yards in the past 24 hours. So.
Right, and it's actually okay. Two breakouts. That's why I say 1.1 to 1.5. There's, you know, one that's a little bit further downslope than the other.
Are they both moving about the same, advancing about the same distance?
No, the one that was furthest downslope, the one's about a mile downslope, seemed to have moved the furthest. The other one did move. It's right up against the fire break as of this morning, but it hasn't crossed.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I guess the other thing I'd like to share is that this coming Wednesday, 12 o'clock noon, we will be closing the Railroad Avenue alternate access route, and this is to allow for Public Works to go in and do some maintenance on the road, as well as improvements to the center line demarcation, and also to try to preserve the road for if and when we need it in the future. We've seen gradually decreasing numbers of traffic on the road, indicating that maybe the public has gone in and familiarized themselves already, and the interest maybe is diminishing. So in an interest to protect the road or preserve that resource and allow Public Works to do some maintenance, we're going to be closing it effective 12 o'clock noon on Wednesday.
If I can add a little bit on the Chief's report, we just posted a satellite image of the flows as of yesterday morning that shows the location of these breakouts that the Chief saw this morning.
Daryl, Denise here to clarify. You said that the breakout had traveled 200 yards since yesterday?
Yes, Denise. The lower of the two breakouts that crossed the fire break estimated traveled about 200 yards since yesterday morning.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Jim, Tom here, the Tribune Herald. Yeah, I see that map. So is it still basically hard to say where it's going to go at this point based on that location?
Yes. Although you can see that it's going farther north, it's not quite on the steepest descent line. We'll have to calculate some location-specific descent lines to see whether it's going towards that one or towards the one that's still going to the marketplace.
Okay, so it's expected to be likely become the next full front then?
It's possible, yes. I mean, that's the way they usually start these, you know, it may become another branch onto this flow fed by the same tube that feeds the lobe going towards the marketplace.
But, yeah, there's still breakouts happening downslope closer to the front, it appears.
That's correct. It's possible that both branches could remain active at the same time.
Hey, Jim, this is Baron from Hawaii 24/7. Is there any indication of the volume of lava going into the tube system?
No, we did take some measurements last week, but I don't think they came out very well, so I can't tell you what the results were.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, Jim, Tom here. Yeah, what was the challenge with taking those measurements?
Well, there are many challenges with it. It's a difficult set of measurements to make very well, and I was just trying to look them up to see if I could give you more information on it. The most recent measurement was on December 30th, and basically it shows the same amount of lava in the tube as has been there for the last several weeks, so no change.
This is Baron at Hawaii 24/7. I was just wondering, for USGS, was there any kind of effect to your equipment from this storm that came through?
Yes, we lost one repeater site on the top of Mauna Loa, of course, which got pretty high winds. Then we lost another one down in the Upper East Rift Zone, but we repaired that one last week. So we're still waiting for the winds to die down enough to get up to Mauna Loa to repair that repeater, which brings in one seismometer and the two webcams that are up there.
All right, thanks.
This is Kevin again. Last call. Any other questions?
Hi, this is Jamelia Epping with Big Island. Now, I had a quick question for Daryl. The closure of railroad, is that going to be a temporary thing, or is that going to be until that road is needed?
Yeah, thanks. It'll be until the road is needed, but definitely if and when there's a likely or presenting threat, we would be reopening the road in advance of any impact to the highway. So once again, people would be allowed opportunity to familiarize with the road prior to having to use it. But definitely want to protect that asset for now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Daryl, Tom, at the trip, I'll ask one more question. Any more word on businesses coming back, or is that they're still waiting to see what happens here?
Yeah, actually, we're in the process of scheduling a large group meeting with the businesses once again. You know, there's going to be a strong desire on everyone's part to get the businesses back in as soon as possible, and they'd already expressed that commitment from the get-go. But one of the things that we'll need to work closely with the HBO team is calculating the risk based on we still see activity at the downslope area above the flow front that indicates, you know, lava is still getting there. Now, whether or not there is sufficient volume and energy to keep pushing it forward for breakout and then result in a threat to the marketplace, we're going to have to assess that and continue doing that daily. So at this point, from our office perspective, it'd be premature to support them moving back, especially for some of the big merchants, unless they're prepared for a relocation or a closing of business if the threat should present itself again. Very sensitive to the cost issues and logistical issues of the businesses trying to come back, and then with the uncertainty, they have to pull up and move out again. So we're going to meet with them. We're going to let them know what we know as far as what we're seeing. We will discuss the risks and benefits and the challenges they face with. And obviously, I think we're all committed to encouraging them to come back as soon as it's safe and prudent to do so.
Is that meeting happening this week then?
Yeah, we're trying to get it scheduled quickly. I'm actually looking at tomorrow. This, again, with Vita businesses, unfortunately, I need to meet with them without the media. Not that we're not wanting to keep things transparent, but I'd like to allow them the opportunity to speak freely and candidly about their challenges and issues. And we'd share the outcome of that with you folks.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Other questions?
Hey, Kevin, this is Janet at HBO.
Yes.
Just one comment. January is Volcano Awareness Month, and so HBO scientists will be presenting a series of talks this week, Tuesday night, tomorrow night. There's a talk in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. It's part of After Dark in the Park program, a Kilauea update. And on Wednesday night, we'll have a speaker at UH Hilo with an update on Mauna Loa and Kilauea.
Thank you.
The full schedule of the talks is on our website.
Thanks, Janet.